Hello, 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 and welcome to episode 2 of The Heart of the Villain, the podcast focused on the bearded villains and everything they are doing to affect change and change lives all over the world. I want to start out by saying thank you again to everyone who took time out and downloaded and listened to episode 1 of The Heart of a Villain. The podcast has been shared all over the world and has been downloaded and heard all over the U.S. and other places such as Sweden, Switzerland, Australia, South America, England, and Ireland. It has been very well received, and I want to thank everyone who has reached out and shared their thoughts. This week I'm going to be speaking with Jeremiah Duncan, the captain of Bearded Villains of Kentucky, about their year and their upcoming event. But first, I want to start things off with a few corrections. Yes, that's right. I made some oopses in the last podcast, and I need to correct those. But in all fairness, I promised you all that it was bound to happen. Didn't know that it would happen in the very first episode, but it did. So, on the last episode, I was speaking about World Meet 2019 and talking about some of the awards that Von Knox had handed out to various chapters and or people. And one of the awards that was given out was to the Bearded Villains of Sweden, their chapter out of Sweden, for having the largest membership. So not only did I get the number of members wrong that they have in their chapter, but I also got wrong the type of award that was granted by Von Knox to the Swedish chapter. They were given a globe. Actually, it's a very beautiful award. If you go out to their Instagram, I'm sure you can see a picture of it. But they were given a globe, not a heart award. Their globe award was actually given to them for having the largest chapter membership, and that membership number was 245 members. So in all fairness, I wanted to make sure I did make those two corrections from the last podcast. But that was it. Shockingly, those were the only two corrections I've got to take ownership of from the last podcast. Now, before I get into the real meat of this week's episode and my interview with Jeremiah Duncan, I want to again say thanks to everybody who's reached out, said some kind words about the podcast, what they've liked. But I'm still wanting more and more feedback on what different chapters are doing. I've had to do a little bit of extra research this week to find, you know, some different events that are upcoming that I might have missed. But I want to make sure that I can reach out and interview different members from different chapters all over the world, not just right here locally near my area in the Midwest. So if your chapter is doing some amazing event or helping out some incredible charity, or you've just taken part in some really neat feel-good story, give me a shout. I want to hear about it. Reach out, shoot me an email, find me on Instagram, and let me know about it. Because, like I said, I want to interview you. I want to interview your chapter. I want to interview whoever I need to so that I can spread the word about what our bearded villains are doing around the world. And now a quick word from one of my sponsors. Are you having trouble coming up with a fresh face for your new business? Does your new idea need a new distinct logo? If you have a new business or idea, but need a new way to express it, look no further than Optimus Mendez at Chiversity Brand. His speed, creativity, and professionalism are second to none. Let Optimus work hand in hand with you to create your new and unique logo at Chiversity Brand. See Chiversity Brand on Instagram. My guest this week is Jeremiah Duncan, the captain from Bearded Villains of Kentucky. He has served his chapter in many capacities over the years as an ambassador, sergeant, lieutenant, co-captain, and now captain. From the Bearded Villains of Kentucky, help me welcome Jeremiah Duncan.
How are you doing today, Jeremiah?
Doing well. How's it going, BP?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming online and meet with me here today.
No, I appreciate it. It's an honor that you even thought of me.
Oh,
I figured you probably owed me for that snoring you did in at World Meet.
You're going to remember that for the rest of your life. So that's a gift I gave you.
It gives me nightmares. So
you're going to have to do your own sleep study then. So we'll get to your upcoming event that you've got coming up here soon in just a minute, but. Tell me, how has the year 2019 been for Bearded Villains of Kentucky? What have you guys been up to?
Man, it's been amazing. we've done, every chapter is a little bit different. What we set out to do every year is a minimum of 4 charity events a year. We typically get together in January at some bar pizza place and sit down, and we'll sketch out the whole year of who we want to, what charities and who we want to work with, potentially where we may do these, just what do we want to try to accomplish for the year. So this year, we actually tried to do something a little bit different, and we wanted to do more hands-on type stuff. So previous years, it seems like every event we've had has a silent auction, and we get together and we raise some money and stuff like that, which is great and always raises money is good. But we just kind of wanted to do something with a little bit more elbow grease, I guess you could say, so kind of be able to dig in. So back in April was our first charity event, you could say, for the chapter. We actually ended up getting with the Kentucky Equine Adoption Center. That's right outside of Lexington.
Okay.
What they do is they're essentially a like a humane society for horses. So horses that are found abused or neglected, or you know, somebody doesn't want anymore, they take them here. They'll nourish them back to health. They'll they've got multiple fields there where they kind of nurse them back and rehabilitate them. And so I don't know if you remember. I know you're a patch guy. We released a massive patch with a horse on it.
Right. Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah, it's like it was like 4.5 inches big. Yeah. It was a big patch. Yes. And like I said, we just wanted to kind of do something different. So that event, we released the patch so we could give the charity monetary, which is always good, of course. But we also went to their facility and we helped fix boards, cut down some trees. There was a field that they haven't been able to use because of so much overgrowth. They hadn't been able to put horses in it. So we actually went and just brought a bunch of tools. It was kind of funny because she brought us out there and said, well, if you guys get this one row here done, that'd probably be pretty good. Well, we were like, well, what about after that? Well, that'll probably take you all day. But the whole chapter went out there, and I mean, we knocked out the whole field and got it ready for them, and they were blown away. And then when I presented them with, I think we were able to raise about $700 cash donation to be able to give to them, and they were just floored. They're like, this is for us. Yeah, it's for you. That's why do you think I'm handing it to you? You know, so that was an awesome event. And I mean, personally, I felt like the chapter was kind of energized because you can see the fruits of your labor, so to speak. You
know, absolutely.
You can see at the end, hey, we've accomplished something, instead of, you know, here's money, have fun, good luck on your charity, you know, which is not bad by any means, don't get me wrong, but
absolutely.
Being able to physically do was awesome.
Great.
So that kind of spiraled into our June. We had a charity event in June. We actually worked with a place called Frontier Housing. So what they do is they try to do affordable housing for low-income families, and they're kind of a little bit different of a spin on that. They actually have those families out there trying to help build and work around there. So they may have a community of 5 homes they're trying to build at the same time, and those families will actually come out and help each other get their houses prepared and built. I mean, we're talking ground up.
Wow.
Granted, they've got regular contractors, but yeah, we just went up there, removed some nails, cut out some windows to be able to, you know, so they could put regular windows in. And I mean, so that was another one that we set out to do this year, kind of hands on.
Great.
And that was awesome. That one we did, we basically just offered manual labor. And again, it was great to be able to drive some nails and be able to help families that, you know, aren't particularly at an advantage, or, you know, have, I think the house we were mainly working on, I think it was a family of 5. And so they had all these bedrooms, and they were the family. Unfortunately, we didn't get to personally talk to them, but our contact at Frontier was just like, they're just floored that, you know, people are able to help them and everything. So it was really cool.
Wow. That's rewarding.
Yeah, it was great. Now, the only other charity thing that we've done so far is with Lexington Pit Crew. So they're a bully breed rescue.
Right.
They're actually, my wife and I are actually on the board of directors for them.
Okay.
So we've done charity events for them before, actually before we were on the board. My wife and I are huge Pitbull fans. We've got four of our own, and I think we've got two fosters right now at the house. So, I mean, we're always constantly, we're rotating door fostering dogs. So the rescue had recently gotten a couple of cruelty cases in, needed to do surgery on a couple of them. And of course that stuff's, anybody that has a dog knows that stuff's not cheap.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they're ridiculous, but, so they approached us, said, is there anything you can do? And I'm like, well, yeah. So we ended up releasing a patch for this just solely for them. And I'm sure you saw that one with the little blue pit on there.
Yeah, exactly.
He's got the American flag glasses, you know.
Yeah, that was really cool.
Yeah. So with that one, we were actually able to raise $1,000 to be able to give to the rescue.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and that one helped out a lot because, in fact, one of the fosters we have at our house currently is actually in surgery right now. He had two torn ACLs, so he's having repair surgery. And I mean, it's nonstop. So,
wow.
So those, you know, those type of things help. So shout out to everybody that bought both the patches and, you know, was able to support our charity events thus far. So
that's crazy. You guys have been busy this year.
It's been
and
busy.
It's neat that you're able to, you know, take some time and actually put some manpower hours into it rather than just, I mean, as you and I both know that raising money, yeah, you know, with an event or the patches is one thing, but being able to actually physically get in and get your hands dirty and take part in doing and working toward a cause makes you feel even that much better.
Absolutely.
So
it's good. It's been good.
Great. So you went to LA for the World Meet, and I'm not going to ask you what you enjoyed most about that weekend, because I know rooming with me was probably going to be your highlight. But looking
true
back,
true story.
Looking back on that weekend, what stuck out to you as some of the most memorable highlights that you can think of in the time that you've been with BV?
Man, I've been to multiple multi-chapter meets before, several of them, and of course, unfortunately, I've never been able to get to like a Dirty South meet, or I won't be able to make it to the East Coast meet, unfortunately, but obviously biggest meet I've ever been to ever.
Yeah.
And just the sole fact of walking into that brewery, like you were talking about on your last podcast, to how we just overtook the thing.
Right.
I mean, it was insane, man. I mean, it was wild just walking in there. I'm like, holy crap. There's a lot of beard here, you know? And then being at the venue and seeing all those brothers, you know, it's like, man, this is awesome. And you know, I don't mean to reiterate everything you said on your last podcast, but it's true. You know, a lot of these people we've talked to through Line, we've talked to them on Instagram, you know, made connections through, you know, with them and through other chapters, made connections. And, you know, just for me, since I'm the one that sends out a majority of our merch, it's like, hey, I remember that name, you know, that's, mm-hmm. you know, he's bought a patch from us. And, you know, just being able to get a face and a handshake and a hug from brothers that you may not have gotten to meet is amazing.
Yeah, that,
you know, so that was definitely a highlight. And yeah, I would say that was a highlight. And of course, everybody's probably going to say that I'm sucking up or anything, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw it out there. So meeting Von Knox was definitely a highlight for me too. And just even seeing him on stage, I mean, granted, you see his live feeds and, you know, all that stuff, and you can tell the dude's genuine, you know, but yeah. Being able to meet him in person and talk to him and even, I mean, obviously, I don't know. I, to be honest, I didn't expect him to know who I was, you know, cause I mean, the dude meets thousands of people, I'm sure. Absolutely, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then when he's like, hey man, I really like that picture of you with your pit bulls. I'm like, huh? Wait, are you talking to me? You know, like me? Oh, weird. Oh, okay, cool, man. You know? I mean, just that, I don't know, hell, maybe he's Rain Man and he can remember everything. I don't know. But like it was to me, I'm like, man, like he takes the time, you know, like that to me, that means a lot, especially for somebody in a leadership role.
Right.
For them to take the time and, number one, be as humble as hell, you know, from the stage and everything, and just even in person. And you could just tell he's genuine. And that, I mean, I've always been 110% BV, but that just, like, I just welded it shut and I'm good for life, you know?
Right. Yeah, when I mentioned a little bit, you know, when I got to meet with them and talk to them and talked to them in a little bit of length for my interview, and I wish that I would have kept the recording going, because once we completed the interview, I took a couple minutes just to talk to him genuinely from my heart, and I was really surprised to see that he hasn't. I don't think he's really taken the time to just appreciate what, I mean, he hears about it. He sees the notes. Sure. He sees what comes across his desk. He sees online what we're doing, the different chapters are doing. But I just got the feeling in talking to him at the very end of my conversation with him there, I don't really think he's sat back and really given himself the time to think and appreciate this thing that he developed, what it actually has become. He talked about this organic growth. And the thing that really floored me was is that he, as genuine as he is about, you know, his surprise of what BV is now versus what it originally meant, it was meant to be. But I don't think he realizes the lives that it's changed. And I don't think he's realized... you know, the way that it's touched people's lives to an extent that there's nothing like it out there. And when I told him, I kind of explained to him, you know, my background with prior law enforcement, and when I moved into the world of BV, I met some guys that otherise I never would have known. And I've heard that story from guys from your chapter, from chapters all over, that, you know, you become part of this brotherhood, and he doesn't realize the ripples that are affected and start. And so I was very surprised to see his genuine surprise when I explained that to him. And he kind of took a step back for a second and said, wow, I guess I've never really paid attention to that. So hopefully he'll recognize that in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, we always talk about the people that you would have never met. I mean, that even goes just for your own chapter.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the people that are in my chapter, like, I probably would never cross paths because, so just to give you some background, Kentucky, the actual state of Kentucky, we have two chapters. So it's kind of split. So kind of, so you have Slugger City, of course, in Louisville, and kind of the outlying area. And then we pretty much hit about halfway to Louisville and the whole eastern part of the state and down. We actually don't even have a chapter in western Kentucky, which we've had multiple people contact us, but just never seems like we can really get them going and connected, which is unfortunate. But, you know, just even the people that we met within the Commonwealth of Kentucky is, I mean, we've got two awesome chapters here, and, you know, we're pretty lucky, to be honest.
Yeah, you've got two very active chapters. It's great. So you've got a fourth anniversary party coming up. Fourth anniversary party and beard competition. You're calling it Beards Against Trafficking. With the proceeds,
that is correct.
The proceeds of that event are going to the Well of Lexington. Tell me, how did you arrive at the Well and deciding that that was somebody you wanted to benefit with this event?
So. We try, like I was saying, we get together in January and just brainstorm, you know, what charities would be good to work with. And to be honest, we always try to, I feel like we try to get charities that may be a little, I don't want to say off the wall, but ones that we know don't get the support that they need, or ones that are hit close to home for us. So like last year, we've got a brother in the chapter, his daughter's type 1 diabetic, so we did a JDRF event, you know, which they're a bigger name, but, you know, that's close to home for us. We did a veterans one last year. We've got some vets in the chapter. So we try to do that stuff. Well, this year, it felt like, I don't know, let's do something that is just kind of different. And I had recently saw, actually, believe it or not, I saw Hugh Jackman speak. Mm-hmm. And he actually does a lot of stuff with human trafficking and, you know, does some work in that field as far as trying to put a stop to it. So, I mean, it was pretty interesting and, you know, things he was doing. So I'm like, man, that'd be cool. I wonder if we have anything like that around here. And sure enough, I looked up and came across the Well of Lexington and actually ended up knowing people that volunteer there and everything. So just to give a brief rundown of what they do, they're kind of, they're like a holistic program for women that have been exploited by sex trafficking. So they do, they offer housing, they do recovery support, they give them education, try to get them ready for just to be out in the real world, you know, help them know how to do finances. And, you know, I think the problem in Kentucky is a lot of people don't think that stuff goes on here.
Well,
or just want to turn a blind eye to it. Oh, that no, that happens in those foreign countries, or, you know, that doesn't happen here.
Well, I think that's an issue worldwide. People don't realize that it's happening in their neighborhood.
Oh, absolutely. And the thing that was wild is when we were talking to one of the one of our officers went and met with them and was talking to them, and she was telling them that, you know, during the Kentucky Derby, that's their hot time. That's, I think there was something like 50 to 80 arrests during that time for human trafficking.
Wow.
I mean, it was, yeah, it's insane. So that's why we kind of want to shine a light to it and say, hey, this is jacked up and this stuff needs to stop, because, you know, it is going on in your backyard. And, you know, we're able to offer them money to be able to support these women, to get them back on their feet and get them out of it. And, you know, so it's definitely a good thing.
Yeah, this,
we're pretty pumped about it.
This place, I looked it up and just did a little kind of my own little research on this place, because obviously you guys thought it was important enough to help support. But man, I mean, what an amazing facility that place is. For people that aren't aware, I mean, there's a 2-year residential program that these women can enter into, and it's free of charge to these women. To get back on their feet. And like you said, the amazing things that they're able to do for these women to get them back on their feet, it's just incredible. So kudos to you guys for choosing the Well and choosing, you know, something that probably doesn't get enough attention in today's date. That's incredible.
Well, and just being able to, because this one, you know, even though I was kind of dogging it earlier, this one will pretty much be a monetary donation. You know, there's nothing we can really do physically around the house or anything like that, because I think they pretty much have it on lockdown.
Right. Well, and there's something to be said for the fact that, you know, maybe, you know, a big burly bearded man in their presence isn't probably the first thing they
probably
see
not
all the
ideal
time either. So,
you know, we all look like ex-cons. Half of us look like that anyway. Let's be honest.
That's true. Yeah. You know, so even those of us that were prior law enforcement now.
Yeah. There you go. So, but yeah, so we're pretty pumped. So just to kind of give you a little bit of a rundown where all the money's coming from, because we want everybody to come to this. Even if you don't compete, the bar that we're having this at is called the Break Room, and they are giving 10 or 15% of all bar sales to the Well.
Wow.
We're going to have a food truck there. They're giving a percentage. The beard competition is $15 to get in. It's an FHL sanctioned event, and the entry fee is $15. $10 of every entry goes to them. We got to pay the other $5 to FHL.
Sure.
But it's worth it with the app, because it makes it so much easier to to judge. We're just lazy like that. Anyway, so but you know, that's basically how we're raising money for them. And every year about this, what our goal is to crack $3,000 to be able to donate to them. Because every year we have our anniversary event, no matter what charity we work for, we get so close to that. And I'd like to be able to push it over the 3,000 mark. So,
wow,
it'd be nuts.
That'd be pretty intense. I mean, that's a lot of money, really.
Absolutely.
You see, you know, a couple hundred here, a couple hundred there, but if you can get over that 3,000, that'd be incredible.
Yeah, and I mean, we've got some great sponsors. Can You Handlebar is a great sponsor. They've donated a bunch of product. We've got we're going to have a silent auction as well. But, you know, beard products, some gear, some Kentucky stuff that's limited edition. You know, we're all sorts of awesome items that we'll be able to use to raise money as well to give to the well. So,
wow. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I know I'm gonna be there, and I'm looking forward to hanging out with you guys for the weekend and
absolutely
coming down and seeing how things are gonna go. I'm gonna give my best bearded effort again for a beard competition that I know I'm not gonna place for.
What category?
It's all part of fun. Oh, I don't remember now. Probably the one that's 8 and under or something like that.
Not going to style the mustache?
Not this time, no. No. I think you guys have too many...
Few disappointment.
Mustache-styled people down there that are going to take that one.
So you never know, man. You never know.
So I'm looking forward to coming down for that one. Tell me, what's the rest of 2019 going to look like for you guys?
Well, first off, in case anybody is planning to come to the 7th, we're actually having a little meet and greet the day before.
Oh, yeah.
That Friday, September 6th at 6 p.m. at a local brewery called Mere Twin. They're a really great brewery. It's a little microbrewery, and they're kind of unique in the fact that they have two buildings. So one is all microbrewery, and the other building is their beer, but it also has liquors, you know, all your bourbons and all that good stuff. And both
That's
buildings,
where you're
gonna
find me.
Oh, well, and both buildings have a pizza joint. And
wow.
We're talking like they put it into the fire, like stove, like the oven, like the heated oven. It's pretty cool.
Wow.
So we'd love to have everybody out the 6th as well if they want to. Now, with that being said, as far as the rest of the year, typically every December, actually our co-captain, his mom works at some low-income housing out in eastern Kentucky. I don't technically know if it's Section 8 or what it is, but it's I think it's income-based. But regardless, a lot of those kids that are in that compound, I guess you could so to say, is they're living with their grandparents, you know, just – there's not much money in there, so a lot of them don't get a Christmas. So what we've done every year is we host a Christmas for them. So it's kind of cool because a lot of the residents will actually cook. Everybody from that place will bring food, and they'll all eat together. We supply all the presents for the children. We'll have drop-off boxes at certain businesses around town, or we'll, you know, all the T-shirts and, you know, chapter patches that we've sold throughout the year, we'll use that chapter money and buy more gifts because they'll have a whole list. They'll provide a list for us of what the kid's name is, their age, male or female, so we can really kind of narrow down what gifts we can get them. So we're able to supply gifts for all those children. And I think most of the time it's around like 50 to 70 kids every year.
Wow.
So we're there. We hang out with them. We have a Santa that shows up that they're able to sit on the Santa's lap and get their presents, and, you know, just being able to see the kids happy is pretty great. So that's what we got planned for December.
Wow, that's going to cap off an amazing year for you guys.
It's been a wild one.
That's great. That's great to see. Well, Jeremiah, I do appreciate you meeting with me and talking with me here today.
Cool.
You guys are killing it. You guys are killing it there in Kentucky. By no means, you know, I know that there were a few chapters that were highlighted when we went to the World Meet, but what's really neat to see, and that's one of the things I wanted to do with this podcast, was point out that, you know, it's not always some of the chapters that roll off people's tongues right away, that, you know, it's not always the Chicagos and the Miamis and those really nice big chapters that are that we know are killing it. But I wanted to let everybody know that everybody's killing it, and you guys
absolutely
are definitely doing it. So, and if anybody has any desire to check them out, go to Bearded Villains Kentucky, Bearded Villains Kentucky on IG, and you can find everything you need to know about Bearded Villains Kentucky. Jeremiah Duncan,
awesome.
I appreciate you meeting with me today.
I appreciate you, brother.
All right.
It's been good times.
All right.
Take
care.
You know what? I'll even spend the night with you again. All right. It'll be okay.
Oh, well, only if you hold my hand.
You got it.
Again, special thanks to this week's guest, Jeremiah Duncan. Captain from Bearded Villains of Kentucky. Are you in need of a timely, professional, and quality source to take care of your screen printing or custom shirt printing needs? Flesh and Blood Print Shop is your one-stop shop. Family-owned and operated since 2016, Flesh and Blood Print Shop specializes in customer shirts, flags, screen printing, and more. Find them at fleshandbloodprintshop@gmail.com or fleshandbloodprintshop.com. As I scroll through Instagram and check out the different sites and Facebook pages of all of our Bearded Villain chapters around, one of the most interesting and rewarding things for me to be able to do is to pass on what all these chapters are doing. And so it falls right in line with one of my main goals of this podcast. So again, Bearded Villains of Kentucky doing a great job. And my hope is to be able to continue this podcast as long as I possibly can, as long as you guys are going to listen, so that we can pass on information and let everybody know what everybody's doing from coast to coast and across the pond and all over the world. You know, one of the things I asked Von Knox when I interviewed him at the World Meet was where he saw the Bearded Villains in 5 years. And it stuck out to me because he really didn't say that there was a change that he saw, just more of the same. And he wanted us to be those leaders and be just as we are right now with an organic growth, but that he wanted it to be an organization that and a brotherhood that was more widely recognized as the leaders that we are. And one of the ways that we can do that is by gaining some publicity for what we are doing and what we are all about. And this brings me to this video that's popped up in the last week and a half, just kind of out of nowhere, of Kevin Smith praising the Bearded Villains for the works that they do. Here's a little sample.
And that's me, Kevin Smith, as you can see from all those Jane, Silent Bob, silly pictures and whatnot. This is my shout out to Bearded Villains out there doing the real noble work, man. People like me joking around, doing silly crap. Bearded Villains doing things that matter. Thank you.
And that was a shout-out from Kevin Smith, the producer, actor, and writer out in Hollywood, giving the Bearded Villains a shout-out. So the story behind this shout-out begins with, well, you know Hook Vicious on IG. Hook from Inland Empire out in California, his girlfriend, his old lady, his girl. You can find her on Instagram as Jessica's Lips, Jessica's Lips, L-I-P-Z. So she works at Hot Topic in California, and Kevin Smith is a frequent customer out there. So on this given day, she was just doing her thing, not looking for any attention other than just doing her own work, and happened to be sporting some Bearded Villain gear. And when Kevin Smith came in, they struck up a conversation. She's seen him there before and speaks to him when he comes in. And struck up a conversation. He asked about what Bearded Villains was, and she took the opportunity to explain all the good things that the Bearded Villains do. And, you know, it was an unprompted, unasked-for video that he did. He made a little shout-out. He was very impressed with what he heard from her about what the Bearded Villains do. And what's cool is that she was, all she did was take that video and just share it to a couple people, and it just kind of blew up from there. She wasn't looking for any specific attention of any kind other than to share the news about what the Bearded Villains do. And, well, that's what happened. It blew up and went everywhere. And Kevin Smith is now a fan of the Bearded Villains, and we'll take it. So, again, special thank you to Jessica's Lips on Instagram. No, that's not her real name, but I will keep her name in confidence. If you know her, you know her. Thanks for being the badass that you are and sharing the good news about what BV is. And with that, I'm going to turn to our calendar events to close out this podcast. So get your pens and your pencils and your paper out, or your iPad, or whatever you're going to write down on, so you can keep track of these events. You don't want to miss them. There's some really good ones coming up. Right around the corner on August 31st, the BVC Boys, Bearded Villains of Chicago, have a blood drive. at Dorman Dunn Post, 2129 West Carmack in Chicago. It's from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Also on August 31st, the Bearded Villains Australasia meet will be happening. That's a beard competition at the Alex Mills Hotel. Proceeds go to Bravehearts. Those guys educate, empower, and protect our kids. Again, that's the Bearded Villains Australasia meet. And that's at 7 p.m. Local time, I would assume. September 1st, again, the Bearded Villains of Chicago have a farewell summer barbecue picnic. I know there's a lot of people from the Midwest going to that. White Eagle Woods, North Picnic Grove at 3913 Haas Avenue in Lyons, Illinois, the BVC Farewell Summer Barbecue Picnic. On September 7th, Bearded Villains of Kentucky. We heard about it earlier. The Bearded Villains of Kentucky have the Beards Against Trafficking event. It's their four-year anniversary party and beard competition. There's a silent auction, and everything benefits the Well of Lexington. That'll be held at the Break Room, 5 p.m. at 1178 Manchester Street in Lexington, Kentucky, on September 7th. September 22nd, Bearded Villains of New England have a walk to end Alzheimer's. It's at DCR North Point Park in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Go see the Saints. BVNE for further info. For you boys overseas, September 27th to the 29th, Bearded Villains of Spain. This is a new one. September 27th to 29th, Bearded Villains of Spain have a Spanish annual meet 2019. Hit up the Bearded Villains of Spain for further information. September 27th to 29th again, also, that's when the East Coast meet is happening in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. It's at the Doubletree by Hilton. Proceeds go to For the Love of Vets. They give aid and raise funds for military families in need and homeless veterans. There's a site set up to go to. It's eco.beardedvillainspa.com. On October 5th, the Bearded Villains of Southern Indiana will be hosting Battle of the Beards. It's in Evansville, Indiana at Mojo's Boneyard, benefiting Gresham House, local veterans charity. Head to IG and search Battle of the Beards, Indiana, and follow the link in the bio to register. On October 12th, the Bearded Villains of Indiana, BVIN, celebrates its fourth anniversary with a party. It's at Garfield Brewery. There'll be a food truck on site, games, and all sorts of stuff. Head to Bearded Villains, Indiana, for more information. If you're up in Wisconsin on October 13th, check out the Bearded Villains of South Wisconsin. They have an Autism Speaks walk. Check them out on IG for further information for the Bearded Villains of South Wisconsin. November 29th and 30th, if you're down in Chile, the Bearded Villains Chile have a fourth anniversary meet in Iquique. I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, but I could be butchering it. I-Q-U-I-Q-U-E, Iquique maybe? November 29th and 30th, Bearded Villains Chile have a fourth anniversary meet down there. December 13th and 14th, Bearded Villains East North Carolina, BVENC, have a takeover event at the High Wire in Durham, North Carolina. They'll be collecting donations for Toys for Tots. There'll be a meet and greet on the 13th and a beard competition on the 14th. Details are forthcoming for December 13th and 14th, BV East North Carolina takeover event. Then into 2020, January 11th, 2020, Bearded Villains of Indiana, BVIN, will be hosting New Beards Bash. It's a beard competition in Richmond, Indiana. More details to come. February 28th and 29th, LSV4 will be hosted by North Texas Villains at Texas Live, 1650 East Randall Mill Road in Arlington, Texas. February 28th is the meet and greet. February 29th is a beard competition. That's LSV4, hosted by the North Texas Villains. March 6th through the 8th, our Bearded Villain brothers in Argentina will be hosting Bearded Villains Latin American Meet in Palermo. Bearded Villains Latin American Meet, March 6th through the 8th. Hit up Bearded Villains Argentina for further information. Then on May 1st through the 3rd, 2020, will be Gothenbeard. Gothenbeard. It's a collaboration between Bearded Villains in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. If anyone wants to toss some money my way so that I could make that event, that would be great. And finally, I saw a note that I wanted to make a mention of. North Alabama brother Chris Webb is facing a long road to get a liver transplant, and our brothers in Northern Alabama are selling shirts to help him out. It's a very cool shirt. Check it out on IG. They've got it posted in a few different places. But the shirt says, Never Alone on the front and BVNA on the back. It's $25. And if you want to get a shirt, want to order a shirt, go to BVNA on IG. And that's a wrap for episode 2 of The Heart of a Villain. I want to thank my guest, Jeremiah Duncan, for sitting down and chatting with me for a little bit, telling us about Bearded Villains of Kentucky. And if for some reason you didn't hear about your chapter's event coming up in my little calendar of events, it's probably because you didn't let me know about it. So give me a shout. Send me an email to theheartofavillainpodcast@gmail.com, or just give me a direct message at heartofavillainpodcast on IG. Thank you all very much for listening, for downloading, subscribing, whatever it is you do. Thanks for your continued support in this podcast. And I'll see you next time. Stay safe, everybody.